is dangerous. It's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
Meanwhile, from the subways of Trump's native New York City,
he should not be allowed to run for president, and he is a disgrace to this country.
To his current home state of Florida.
There's no thought process. We're voting for President Trump. That's it. Done.
Americans everywhere were talking about the verdict.
CBS's Michael George. President Biden has endorsed a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in the Gaza-Hamas war. CBS's Margaret Brennan has that.
A lot of what's in here Hamas had previously asked for. So when President Biden says that Israel has blessed this four-page proposal, that's significant. And President Biden's handing an opportunity to the politically embattled Israeli prime minister who's under pressure from the far right of his party, who want to keep the war going and to militarily occupy Gaza, and from those on the left who have been protesting in the streets for 8 months pressing for a diplomatic deal, not war, in order to bring the hostages home.
The Texas Supreme Court has ruled against almost two dozen women and their doctors who say they were denied access to abortions. The all-Republican court says the state's abortion ban is clear enough on the issue of medical exemptions. KITV reporter Michael Atkinson has details.
Texas top court doubled down on the state's sweeping ban on abortions. In a unanimous decision, the nine justices on the Texas Supreme Court rejected a case from 22 plaintiffs, 20 of them women, who were denied access to abortions and were seeking clarification on medical exemptions to the ban.
A sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a 23-year-old Air Force enlisted man in Florida no longer has a badge, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office announced they fired Deputy Eddie Duran after the office determined Deputy Duran's use of deadly force back on May 3rd was not objectively reasonable and therefore violated agency policy. The fatal shooting was caught on the deputy's body camera. When Mr. Fortson opened the door, he was holding a handgun that he legally owned and pointed it to the ground. The sheriff's office said Fortson did not resist and did not point the gun in the officer's direction.
Google says it has made more than a dozen technical improvements to its artificial intelligence systems after its retooled search engine was found to be providing erroneous information. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's official. Jennifer Lopez has canceled her summer concert tour.
Fans of the pop singer were eagerly awaiting the first North American tour for Lopez in 5 years. A statement from events promoter Live Nation says she's taking time off to be with her children, family, and close friends. Lopez told fans she's completely heartsick and devastated to let them down and promised to make it up to them. The tour, This Is Me Live, was scheduled for 30 dates, but ticket sales were weak. Lopez is also dealing with rumors about the possible demise of her marriage to actor Ben Affleck. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The sisters of Nicole Brown Simpson are hoping a new documentary on her life will explore how she lived, not just how she died. The documentary is being released this weekend, 30 years after Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman were killed outside her home in Los Angeles. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mild night tonight with a mostly cloudy sky. Lows in the upper 50s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Showers and a few storms and highs in the mid-60s. Partly sunny on Sunday. A high around 70 degrees. More storms likely Sunday night, Monday. Currently at 62 degrees. WRJN.
part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
It's a beautiful
Columbia Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You've bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways, I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah.
thank you, baby.
From Pasadena.
WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of $200,000 in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split $20,000. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at PaysBig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a practical hack that I use to manage my spending. It's my wish list. A wish list is just a note I keep in my phone where I write down all the things I want to buy, but I don't have a plan or a budget to buy. You know, like stuff I see randomly on Instagram or TikTok, or these new shoes that my BFF just got that I am totally obsessed about. My wish list does two things. First, it gives me a place to put that feeling of want instead of just pulling out my credit card. And second, it gives me time to decide if I really want it. and then if I can afford it. I revisit my wish list once a week or so. I take a look at every single thing on there, and then I pick if I want to find the budget for that thing or if I'm gonna, you know, let it go. And I will tell you that mostly I end up letting things go. So if you're looking to cut back on spending, try making a wish list. This is Carrie Joy, and that has been your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead and gone, there'll be carry on, yeah, yeah.
you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Force is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me be.
American woman said, get away. American woman, listen what I say. Well, come on, hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away. Now go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gonna leave you, woman. Bye,
bye.
Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye,
bye.
You're no good for me. I'm no good.
Looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above, high on a mountain 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 above.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At Trump Tower in New York yesterday, former President Trump let it be known what he thinks of his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. More from CBS's Robert Costa.
Trump's remarks were billed as a press conference, but no questions were taken. And several false statements were made, including this claim about the United States.
We're living in an